This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. The heart of what Paul writes in his letter to Philemon is found in his second point, his convincing argument, verses 8 through 20. Every element of his convincing argument is a legitimate spiritual point. First, he appeals to Philemon's goodness rather than commanding it. He pleads for grace toward Onesimus, who had been Philemon's slave, but who ran away and deserted his master. This former slave was now a new, useful Christian. Paul affirms Onesimus's help to him in behalf of Philemon, who was not able to provide that help himself. Paul, however, didn't want to presume upon Philemon's agreeing with him, so he is sending him back and asking Philemon to receive Onesimus as a brother, not just as a slave. And to drive his point home, he offers to pay anything owed Philemon by Onesimus. In the same breath, he reminds Philemon that he owes his spiritual life to Paul. And then, as an expression of their friendship, he asks Philemon to refresh him by granting his request. Every element of the appeal is a legitimate spiritual point, but his masterful way of putting it is so watertight that Philemon would be hard-pressed to not respond positively to his request. Every point grows out of the spiritual foundation of faith and love introduced in the first point. Now his faith and love are to be exercised and applied in a very practical way to the matter of forgiving, and not only restoring, but restoring with a higher status than what was true before. Onesimus ran away. That is the kind of forgiving grace God wants us to exercise, even to those who have hurt us deeply.